for English majors, 2004, grade 4. Part 2, dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence or phrase by phrase with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 2. Now, listen to the passage.
Money. Money is accepted across the world as payment for goods or services. People use money to buy food, clothes, and hundreds of other things. In the past, many different things were used as money. People on Pacific Islands once exchanged shells for goods. The Chinese used cloth and knives. In Africa, elephant tusks or salt were used. Even today, some people in Africa are still paid in salt. Coins were first invented by the Chinese. Originally, they were round pieces of metal with a hole in the center, so that a piece of string could keep them together. This made doing business much easier. But people still found coins inconvenient to carry when they wanted to buy something expensive. To solve this problem, the Chinese again came up with a solution. They began to use paper money for coins. Now, paper notes are used throughout the world.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
Money is accepted across the world as payment for goods or services. Money is accepted across the world as payment for goods or services. People use money to buy food, clothes, and hundreds of other things. People use money to buy food, clothes, and hundreds of other things. In the past, many different things were used as money. In the past, many different things were used as money. People on Pacific Islands once exchanged shells for goods. People on Pacific Islands once exchanged shells for goods. The Chinese used cloth and knives. The Chinese used cloth and knives. In Africa, elephant tusks or salt were used. In Africa, elephant tusks or salt were used. Even today, some people in Africa are still paid in salt. Even today, some people in Africa are still paid in salt. Coins were first invented by the Chinese. Coins were first invented by the Chinese. Originally, they were round pieces of metal with a hole in the center. Originally, they were round pieces of metal with a hole in the center. So that a piece of string could keep them together. So that a piece of string could keep them together. This made doing business much easier. This made doing business much easier. but people still found coins inconvenient to carry. When they wanted to buy something expensive. When they wanted to buy something expensive. To solve this problem, the Chinese again came up with a solution. To solve this problem, the Chinese again came up with a solution. They began to use paper money for coins. They began to use paper money for coins. Now paper notes are used throughout the world. Now paper notes are used throughout the world.
The last reading.
Money. Money is accepted across the world as payment for goods or services. People use money to buy food, clothes, and hundreds of other things. In the past, many different things were used as money. People on Pacific Islands once exchanged shells for goods. The Chinese used cloth and knives. In Africa, elephant tusks or salt were used. Even today, some people in Africa are still paid in salt. Coins were first invented by the Chinese. Originally, they were round pieces of metal with a hole in the center, so that a piece of string could keep them together. This made doing business much easier. But people still found coins inconvenient to carry when they wanted to buy something expensive. To solve this problem, the Chinese again came up with a solution. They began to use paper money for coins. Now paper notes are used throughout the world.
Now you have 2 minutes to check through your work. This is the end of dictation. Part 3. Listening comprehension. In sections A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on your answer sheet. Section A. Statement.
1. Lily studied drama at the university, but she used to work as a policewoman. Now she is a teacher because she likes children.
Two. May I have your attention, please? Flight 5125, scheduled to take off at 11:30, will be delayed for 20 minutes. Please check in half an hour prior to departure.
Three. There is a railway strike in the South region and several trains have been cancelled. However, the strike doesn't seem to be spreading to other regions.
Four. Latest reports from the northeast provinces say that at least 16 people lost their lives in Sunday's floods. A further 9 people, mostly children, are reported missing.
Five. John, your paper must be revised over the weekend and handed in its final form on Monday. If you have any problem, call the office directly.
Six. My discovery of Mary Jackson was, as a matter of fact, a gift from a friend. Years ago, I was given a copy of Tell Me a Riddle, and I liked the stories.
Seven. Oh, talking about the money, it's terrible when you think how tiring the work is. It's only with tips and free meals that I manage to get by.
Eight. A lot of drugs are missing from the cupboard here in this room, so I think we will have to look into the matter immediately.
Section B. Conversation.
9. Would you mind if we discuss tomorrow's agenda before dinner this evening?
Not at all. I certainly don't want to talk about it during our meal.
Ten. Are you going home for the summer vacation?
Well, Jane and I have decided to stay on here as research assistants. 11. It's so hot today I can't work. I wish the air conditioning were on in this library.
So do I. I'll fall asleep if I don't get out of this stuffy room soon.
I can't imagine what happened to Janet.
Neither can I, but I'm sure she plans to come to the party. 13. Check in here?
Yes. Can I see your flight ticket, please?
Here it is. I'm going to Lanzhou. I heard that PICC is going to hold interviews on campus next week.
Yeah, what day? I'd like to talk to them and drop my resume. There must be a thunderstorm in some place because the picture isn't very sharp and the sound isn't clear.
I think you're right. They said on the radio last night that a storm was coming in from the mountains and the morning paper forecast heavy rain.
The party will start at 6:30, but there are a lot of preparations to make, and I need your help. Can I expect you at 5?
I'll be there around 5:30, all being well, that is. Excuse me, I'm enrolled to take Professor Lee's literature course 102, but I hear some changes have been made.
Yes, the class has been moved to the North Building. Also, it is now on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 2 to 4pm, instead of being held on Monday and Friday from 2 to 3pm.
What changes? Professor Lee will still be teaching the class, right?
Section C. News broadcast. Questions 18 and 19 are based on the following news.
A court in Zimbabwe is due to deliver its verdict today in a trial of a journalist who works for the British newspaper The Guardian. The trial is seen as a test case for the country's strict new media laws. Andrew Meldrum, an American, who's lived in Zimbabwe for over 20 years, is accused of publishing an untrue story and faces up to 2 years in prison if found guilty. A dozen other journalists have also been charged with offences relating to the new laws. In court, Mr. Meldrum's defence argued that his story was published in Britain. It was beyond the jurisdiction of Zimbabwean laws.
Questions 20 and 21 are based on the following news.
Kuala Lumpur. Afghanistan will play soccer at the Asian Games, Mongolia's withdrawal has given the war-torn nation a confidence boost. The Asian Football Confederation, AFC, announced in a statement yesterday that Afghanistan would play in the under-23 tournament at the Games in Busan. Afghanistan's first match will be against Iran on September the 28th. The group's other teams are Qatar and Lebanon. Afghanistan was a founding member of the Confederation in the 1950s, before entering long periods of war and factional fighting. The country's chaos was largely ended after US-led forces overthrew the Taliban regime last year in response to the September the 11th terrorist attacks in the United States. During the Soccer World Cup in June, the president of Afghanistan's Football Association, AFA, Abdul Alim Kohisani, said he hoped his country would be able to take part in the Asian Games.
Questions 22 and 23 are based on the following news.
The expected lifespan of aging residents has gone up to 75.5 years old, compared with 74.4 years old a decade earlier, while the death rate of middle-aged residents increased dramatically, according to a recent official report. The report, made public by the Beijing Disease Control and Prevention Center, said the past mortality of people aged between 35 to 54 years old had gone up 58.5% during the past 10 years, from 158 people per 100,000 in 1991 to 251 people per 100,000 last year. Infant and maternal mortality rates went down 132% and 147% respectively. Health experts said chronic non-infectious diseases were the main causes of death, covering 60% of the total number of deaths. The male mortality rate is higher than that of females, and the death rate among rural residents is higher than that of the urban ones.
Questions 24 and 25 are based on the following news.
Islamabad. Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf said yesterday there was no danger of the country going to war with neighboring India, but that Pakistani forces would be ready to repel any aggression. There is no danger of war, Musharraf told reporters in the Pakistani capital of Islamabad. We should have confidence in ourselves. We are not sitting idle. We are prepared for everything. There should not be any misunderstanding. Tensions were raised this week as the two accused each other of links to killings in the two countries. India says it suspects the two gunmen who killed 28 people at an Indian temple on Tuesday had links to Pakistan-based Islamic militant groups. Pakistan has denied any involvement in the temple massacre, and police in Karachi said there were indications of India intelligence agents behind the murder of 7 Christian charity workers in the city, but India rejected the charges yesterday.
This is the end of listening comprehension.